Here we are in the Congressional Corner with Holyoke Mayor Alex Morse, who's running in the Democratic primary against Representative Richie Neal. Okay, so why are you doing that? Why are you doing that, Alex?
Well, good morning, Alan, and thank you for having me. And sure. I think there's an urgency to this moment, and that urgency isn't matched by our current representative in Congress. And I think there's a whole host of policy differences between the congressman and I. And I think as we're in, you know, in our lifetime now, having seen the most corrupt, dangerous president in decades, really, if not longer, I think we need a member of Congress that, you know, pushes progressive policies, does everything he can to use his power to hold this president accountable. And when you look at Western Mass and the first congressional district, when you look at disparities in outcomes in public health and education and in income inequality, in the opioid epidemic, it's been difficult for the people that I meet each and every day just over the last few months to be able to make a connection between having one of the most powerful Democrats in Congress and then looking at the everyday challenges and struggles of the people that live here in Western Mass. And I think about the reasons I ran for mayor 8 years ago, that there were people and places in Holyoke, in certain neighborhoods, that had lost faith in local government and its ability to be a force for good in their lives. And when I think about why I'm running for Congress now, there are cities and towns in this district and people and places that feel forgotten about and left behind by our federal government. And I think it's time to have a member of Congress that is a vocal progressive advocate for the issues important to people here, but also someone that makes themselves available to be held accountable, that shows up in every corner of the district, that does town halls, and that works in partnership and in community with the people that they represent. And so I'm excited over the next 12 months to get out to every corner of the district and talk to people about their stories and struggles and bring them to D.C.
Here is Richie Neal, of course, who is, as you just said, a very powerful man who can bring great deals of resources back into the first district. And I've seen studies that say he has. So why would you fool with that?
Yeah, I think there's no questioning the power that he has, but who is he using that power for? He's certainly not using that power for people and places here in Western Mass. When you look at his record over 30 years, when you look at even his chairmanship over the last 9 months, when he has used his power, he's using his power for the special interests and corporate PACs that invest vast amounts of money in his campaign. So what's the point of having power if you're not going to use it to hold the most corrupt, dangerous president in our lifetime accountable? I mean, what's the point of having power if we're not going to use it to fight for a Medicare for all healthcare system that will actually put people and their public health and their health outcomes before profits of big pharmaceutical companies? What's the point of having power if there's still cities and towns in your district that can't connect to broadband internet, that people and their siblings or family members or community members can't find access to a detox bed or a treatment facility? And so when you think about power, it's about how you define power. I certainly don't define power as a title or something you earn after years of service, but I would define power as the extent to which we empower people here in the first district to fully participate in our democracy and in our economy.
So Alex Morse, running for in the Democratic primary against Representative Richie Neal, you know, he's taking you seriously. He says that you've missed too many school committee meetings in your role as mayor. What's your response to that?
Yeah, I find it interesting that he came out swinging right after I announced, and I think it's an indication that he's taking our campaign seriously, which he should, and we're happy to see. And so I also think it's ironic that the congressman's first shot is about showing up, because one of the recurring themes throughout the first congressional district is Congressman Neal's inability to show up in every corner of this district to do town halls. I mean, it was on the two-year anniversary of his last town hall in September that we announced a series of three town halls. One in Shelburne Falls, one in North Adams, and one here in Holyoke focused on healthcare. But number one, he's using incorrect data. This was a criticism by my opponent in 2015 that obviously didn't work. I won re-election in 2015, and he had talked about receivership, and I pointed out, you know, the congressman is criticizing me for our school system being in receivership without acknowledging his role as our member of Congress in partnering with us to make sure that kids in poor urban school districts like Holyoke have a fighting chance. We have had, you know, higher than average poverty rates. When I took office, only 49% of our young people were graduating from high school. Today, that number is over 72%. We've reimagined the high school experience. We've gotten closer to universal pre-K. And I would also point out there are three school districts in receivership in the entire state of Massachusetts. And two out of those three school districts are in the first congressional district, and that's Holyoke and Southbridge. And as mayor of the city of Holyoke, I could say when we were up against the governor and the commissioner with receivership, Richie Neal was nowhere to be found.
Well, I mean, I don't want to be seen as partisan here, but every time I turn around, Richie Neal is at a public forum, including being seen in the Berkshire Eagle and the Berkshire Edge all the time, where I live in the first district. So it's easy enough to just sort of say that he doesn't show up. But my observation is he does.
Yeah, and I think that's observation. And I think it's important for you and your listeners to know. I mean, I think it was on Friday, August 2nd, that, I mean, you made it very clear that you want to see Richie Neal return to office. Quote, I'm a huge Richie Neal fan. He has been an excellent congressman, and he certainly deserves to be returned to office, end quote. And so I think, you know, you're entitled to your opinion as a constituent and voter here in the first district, but I've talked to hundreds of people over the last 2 months, and again, time and time again, I hear Richie Neal doesn't show up. And when he does show up, he meets with the CEO of a hospital or of a gas company. He's not meeting with the actual people that are struggling in our community.
So let me ask you this. Shouldn't Democrats be focusing on beating Republicans, not fellow Democrats?
I think our focus should be on preserving the majority, winning back the Senate, and winning the White House. And I think what's important is, you know, we're not jeopardizing the Democratic majority here in the first district. I mean, all of the congressional districts here in Massachusetts are solid blue seats, in particular here in the first congressional district. And that's the premise of this campaign, is that we've internalized such low expectations from our federal representatives in office. And this campaign is about, it's not just being a Democrat, it's what kind of Democrat are you? I mean, are you going to continue to side with Big Pharma, with fossil fuel companies, with Wall Street? You know, I believe in a Medicare for all system, again, that actually believes healthcare is a human right. And I sincerely don't believe that the congressman thinks that when you think about his votes and his positions on a healthcare system. And that's why I'm not taking a single dime of corporate PAC money. I never want, you know, folks that are listening or people that I represent to wonder why I'm making a certain vote or making a certain decision, because the only special interest I'll have are the people and places here in Western Mass. And so even when you think about things like climate change, I mean, Congressman Neal is one, the only Democrat in our delegation not signed on to the Green New Deal, you know, and time again, the influence of money in politics. And so what's the point of having a Democrat in the White House, a Democrat as our representative or as our senator? If when we're in power, we're not delivering transformational change that actually moves the needle for communities and for people that are struggling. And I think that's why people are so fed up with government and their representatives and their elected officials, because when we do get into office, nothing changes because we have these compromising positions and values when we walk in the door, and we continue to cede the conversation to Republicans. And I would argue it's not the members of Congress that have been there for 20 or 30 years that are wielding the most power and having the most influence. It's those members of Congress that have even been there less than 10 months that are holding this president accountable in a way that Congressman Neal isn't, that is setting the agenda both for the Democratic Party and our country in a way that people who have been there for 20 or 30 years just aren't doing. And so, yeah, we need to support other Democrats, but we need to support Democrats that are actually working and standing with working people.
We've been talking to Holyoke Mayor Alex Morris, running in the Democratic primary against Representative Richard Neal in Massachusetts' first House district. Alex, thanks so much. When we come back the next time, I got another question for you.